answers. Barak Asom System were a live touring band. With the backing of Sony Music, they toured relentlessly, and they had access to studios whose sounds were closer to international audio standards than anything coming out of Jupson, who we heard in the last program, or Ghetto Productions, who we've heard in this program. But Barak Asom System weren't the only music makers with global ambitions for Kuduro. This next track is by a producer called Corion Du. It says on his old MySpace page that, and I quote here, "More than any Angolan singer and musician, Corion Du is in love with beauty itself. The Corion Experiment is a sound fusion." From the album The Corion Experiment, this is Corion Du with Serpent.
Mais indiscreto, um sorriso mais aberto que de longe ela deixou escapar. Um querer aproximar, a portagem de um olá. Quero saber se anda muito por cá. No balanço da batida é a hora da minha investida. Fiz o chão com elegância, usa discreta fragrância. Esta menina me preenche o gosto. Quando me encostou o rosto, fiquei mais que bem disposto e seu corpo se colou ao meu. Lhe abracei pela cintura, é a hora da minha aventura. Pego-lhe na mão e sigo pro salão. Danço contente com uma serpente. Espantei com seu gingado e fiquei todo encantado. Esta garina já me amarrou. No balanço da batida é a hora da minha investida. Usa discreta fragrância, esta menina me preenche o gosto. Quando me encostou o rosto, fiquei mais que bem disposto e seu corpo se colou ao meu. Lhe abracei pela cintura, é a hora da minha aventura. Pego-lhe na mão e sigo pro salão. Fiquei todo encantado, esta garina já me ama. Pego-lhe na mão e sigo pro salão. Danço contente com uma serpente.
From the Corion Experiment, that was Serpent by Corion Du, who is also known as Edward Paulino dos Santos, the son of José Eduardo dos Santos, the president of Angola. You listen to that track. Well, I listen to it. I'll tell you what it reminds me of. Benito Mussolini had a son. I can't remember his name, but he went into the trade of making jazz records. Someone played me one of them, and I didn't know it was Mussolini's boy. And you listen to it, and you think, sounds all right, a bit bland, a bit kind of cheesy, a bit kind of elevator music, not to knock elevator music. And then you get told that's Mussolini's son, and you think to yourself, what does the music of the son of a fascist dictator sound like when you haven't got any of the signifiers of fascism? Now, the Dos Santos family were called dictators, they were called fascists, and lots of other unpleasant but fairly appropriate things as well. And you think of that music, and you think of the legacy of the Dos Santos family, and you say to yourself, if I didn't know that this was music made by the son of a borderline fascist dictator, would it change things? And does it change the listening experience, knowing that that's the kind of genealogical context that the music comes from? We'll be hearing more from Corion Do later on, but I'm just flagging that for now. Again, what is the sound of fascist music? Sticking with Eduardo dos Santos, I mentioned in the last program that he said he wanted to make Kuduro an international phenomenon. He started the first national Kuduro TV show with Sempre e Subir in, I think, 2008. Then there was Os Kuduristas, which he described as, quote-unquote, a festival of Angolan Kuduro music, dance, fashion and cultural lifestyle multimedia events. The idea behind it was to position Kuduro as a lifestyle brand in the international sphere. Between 2011 and 2013, the festival brought Kuduro to Paris, Berlin, Amsterdam, Stockholm, New York, Washington DC and Ibiza. Among the Kuduro artists that took part were DJ Sylvie, who I'll be playing later, and Sempre e Subir presenters President Gasolina and Principe Uro Negra of the group Os Namaya. This is Os Namaya featuring Corion Do.
Corion Do in Namaya.
Enough of Mexla, pa para lele pipedu. Enough of Mexla, us Namaya y Corion Do. Enough of Mexla, pa para lele pipedu. Enough of Mexla, us Namaya y Corion Do.
Presidente Gasoloina, ô Gasoloina, presidente. One more.
Cuadrada, Kuduro, o estilo que agrada. Com las cadeiras a menear, clube dos fofinhos a rimar. Representing the Cali Club, paralelepípedo no ar. Corion Do in Namaya. Sempre, sempre, sempre a rasgar. Vamos, vamos, vamos bailar. Paralele, paralelepípedo. Paralele, paralelepípedo. Sons curiosos da banda, saborosos tipo mapangas. Bailem só não tenham que gila. Do Alvalade ao Banguila, Corion Do in Namaya. Sempre, sempre, sempre a rasgar. Paralelepípedo no ar. Paralele, paralelepípedo. Paralele, paralelepípedo.
Paralele, paralelepípedo.
Tipo picolé.
Paralele, paralele, pipedo. Jojo, paralele.
paralelepípedo tá me sobrando.
From 2014, Oz Namaya featuring the deadpan, shark-eyed vocal stylings of Cordion Do. I wondered what the effect of marketing Kuduro as a lifestyle was meant to achieve, especially against the backdrop of mass killings, human rights violations and corruption that by 2014 characterized global perceptions of Angola. Maybe if you were from Paris or Ibiza or New York, you'd check out a Kuduro fashion show or go to a club and see DJ Silivi play, and it would be the start of another way of experiencing Angola. You'd think of Angola and Kuduro would come to mind. And maybe, with the passing of time, all the sounds of all the violence and the corruption of Angola's past and its present would be submerged by the energy, the cargo of Kuduro. Maybe that was the idea. This is DJ Silivi with Akulu Wo.
Thank you. mama, I wouldn't walk. I wouldn't want 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 mama, I wouldn't walk. Oh, come make a cotua. Mama, 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 mama. Yes, your favor, Neko. 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 Yes, your favor, Neko.
That sounds to me like the very kind of reason for existing, if you want, the carga, the energy, the drive, the dynamism that characterized Kuduro has been kind of like drained and filtered out for that track just so it could belong in the Os Kuduristas tour. And that was a Kulo woe by DJ Silivy, and he was one of the DJs on the Os Kuduristas tour. And I think one way of making sense of Os Kuduristas might be to see it through the eyes of DJ Silivy. What he wanted was to affirm his sense of national pride through his work. And he said in the 2014 video Banda Presents DJ Silivy, "Whenever I go abroad to play, I take my country with me and I do my best to represent Angola. That's what matters most." Another way of making sense of the Os Kuduristas tour might be to think of it as part of a much bigger global media campaign called Angola Grow With Us, which was also an initiative of the Angolan government and Semba Communications. Anti-corruption activist Rafael Marquez de Moraes reported that in 2012, President Dos Santos gave his son's company, Semba Communications, around $40 million to persuade the world to think positively of Angola. A $17 million contractual agreement with CNN saw the Dos Santos regime using Semba Communications to disseminate its publicity to a global audience through continuous advertising on CNN International. Another way of understanding Os Kuduristas is through the political context. As Angolan journalist Antonio Thomas points out, the government's concern with branding Kuduro came after a demonstration by a group of young people calling for the end of the Dos Santos regime. The demonstrations began with what sounds like a standoff between Edward Dos Santos and Luati Berio, a.k.a. Iconoclasta. And that standoff happened at an underground hip-hop show in Luanda. I asked the producer Batida, a.k.a. Pedro Coquinau, about that.
Before the hip-hop show, there was this email going on announcing a public demonstration at some point. No one knew who was asking for it. No one actually knew. Some people were even thinking that it was MPLA trying to create a trap for people to go into, especially because the hour was very weird. It was midnight. I never heard about a demonstration at midnight. And when Iconoclasta got on stage, he just talked about it. He just told, like, "Have you heard about this?" And the son of the president was within the audience, and he started addressing words to him. So it was a very intense moment, where the words were just very direct, like, "Just leave the government, leave us alone." And from then on, 12 people attended to the demonstration, and they were all arrested, I don't know, 5 minutes before it started. And it started off from there. And that was alone the only thing that we needed to show that things have to change. And it was quite clear that they were not just talking and not just rhyming, they were doing what they were rhyming about. I have all these sorts of moments that I remember, like people coming after the shows telling the MCs that they needed those moments and that they worked as going to the church or going to your shrink or going to your wizard or something to save your life. Because if you wouldn't listen to those words, you would think that you would be completely crazy, because you couldn't see your feelings being mirrored in any media. So yeah, it's like survival.
This is Iconoclasta with Revolution.
Yeah, em pedreixos. Iconoclasta, brigadeiro mata fracos. Com o Jimmy, a.k.a. Supremo G, guerreiro afro. Deixa-me falar da minha revolução. Yeah, go! Ok, yeah. Minha revolução faz com amor, nela consagro o meu empenho. Partilhar com quem não tem um pouco daquilo que tenho. Revolução não são apenas palavras, também são atos. Por isso a minha são sorrisos, gestos e abraços. Esta é a minha crença, isso ninguém me tira. Desacredito na política, ela é a ciência da mentira. Demasiadas acusações, poucas soluções. Quando em África, fome ceifa vidas aos milhões. A vossa revolução nada serviu no Burundi e no Ruanda, no massacre entre Hutus e Tutsis. A catástrofe humanitária no Chad e no Darfur. Revolução é amor na voz de Youssou N'Dour. Engravatados são líderes da nova Sodoma e Gomorra. Discursos belos, necessitados, não há quem os socorra. Não se vê revolução só com palavras, isso é certo. Muito menos num discurso ou no vestido. Uma t-shirt é materializar um discurso, uma atitude, uma causa. Muitos gritam revolução, trancados dentro de casa. Censuram quem venera Alá ou Jeová. Fazem revolução confortavelmente sentados no sofá. Como um Jesus até aos cantos da Samaria. Falou amor como Lutero, Luther King fizeram um dia. As vossas revoluções, como em tudo, são negócio. Por isso a minha revolução chama-se amor ao próximo.
Acredito nas palavras, não no conflito armado. Porque numa guerra os inocentes são sempre os mais lesados. Mas não se combatem canhões com discursos musculados. Por isso frequentemente tento imaginar-me fardado. Evito sempre descrever-me como um revolucionário. Porque o discurso é bonito, falta é materializá-lo. Das palavras aos atos, será que se teria sido torturado? Ou se algum membro da minha família fosse ameaçado? Quem passou as provações são verdadeiros símbolos de luta. Lakuta, Steve Biko, Wangari, Matai, Patrício Lumumba, Pepe Del, Antadiop, dos resistentes da literatura, Public Enemy, Rage Against the Machine, os domínios da música. Tenho um percurso semelhante ao do Amilcar Cabral. Juventude abastada, posição radical, talvez por isso antevejo um semelhante final. Traição motivada por um complexo racial. Não estou certo de nada, não tomo partidos ou calhas, não acredito em verdades absolutas. Deixo chamar-me iconoclasta, inclinado para a esquerda, mas sempre atento à contra-propaganda. Desacredito Mike Moore por insinuar que no Canadá ninguém se tranca. Na história haverá sempre pelo menos duas versões, uma que nos glorifica, outra nos pinta como vilões. No fundo somos todos humanos, abundam imperfeições. Eu só quero clarividência e consenso quando tiver tomado decisões. E muitas vezes penso que prefiro morrer novo. Com envelhecimento amolece-nos, o coração fica leitoso. Dobramos a espinha conformados com a derrota, faço um monstro. Condescendentes olhamos a nova geração lutando pelos mesmos sonhos. Pois bem, para já sou puto e mais uma semente ruim. Nesse jardim serei erva daninha, sem receio afirmo. Hugo Chávez é uma das fontes onde me inspiro. Me lidas carismáticas como o Mao e o Ho Chi Minh. Esse homenageio estadistas, ditadores e homens de guerra. É porque nutro admiração por quem morre velho na selva. E agora fico sem saber o que faria Nanguimbi. Mas um desses homens é sem dúvida Jonas Malheiro Savimbi.
Iconoclasta with Revolution from 2015. Here's a rough translation of a few lines from that song. In history, there will always be at least two versions, one that glorifies us, another that paints us as villains. Deep down, we're all humans, imperfections abound. I just want clairvoyance and common sense when I have to make decisions. Interestingly, when I spoke to Batida, he mentioned that the Angolan demonstrations were partly inspired by international unrest in 2011.
It's definitely a consequence of the Arab Spring. I think people got an idea of what could be done from that example and how social media could be used and how things could be amplified. Because before internet, things could start and end on that street. You would be shot and that's it.
But the situation in Angola had a very different outcome to that of Egypt. Marissa Moorman wrote that there was a police hit list with the names of MCs whose activism informed their music. Carbona Casimir, Brigadier Ten Pacotes, and Iconoclasta were on that list. This was the backdrop against which Semba Communications co-produced the documentary I Love Kuduro and the I Love Kuduro Festival. The face of I Love Kuduro was none other than Koriondu, Eduardo dos Santos.
Kuduro is the sound of the new Angolan generation, and I Love Kuduro is the festival that portrays it. Don't accept imitations. If you want to be part of I Love Kuduro, always look for this logo. There's only one I Love Kuduro. My name is Koriondu, and I love Kuduro. Do you love Kuduro?
The snake-like charm of Koriondu, aka Eduardo dos Santos, with audio footage of the trailer for I Love Kuduro. By 2015, oil had made Luanda one of the most expensive cities in the world. An English breakfast in the restaurants that catered for wealthy foreigners cost more than an average Angolan made in a week. The economy was in free fall, and the Dos Santos regime had grown so sensitive to criticism that reading a book could get you imprisoned for attempting to overthrow the government, especially if that book was called Tools to Destroy a Dictator and Avoid a New Dictatorship. On June 15, 2015, Iconoclasta was one of a group of activists that met with the book's author, Domingo de Cruz. The MPLA were tipped off and the activists were arrested. In March 2016, the provincial government of Luanda sentenced Iconoclasta and his fellow activists to 2 to 8 years for organizing a coup against the president and the government of Angola, as well as preparatory acts of rebellion and association with criminals. Iconoclasta was sentenced to 5 years and 6 months in prison. International protests forced the Angolan government to acquit all of the young activists in 2016. And by June 2017, Iconoclasta was in good health and back on the mic. But he wasn't rocking a crowd in some Angolan hip-hop spot. He was giving an account to the European Union's Subcommittee on Human Rights of the human rights violations committed by the Dos Santos regime. Iconoclasta's performance lasted 8 minutes. By the end of that 8 minutes, I think Eduardo dos Santos's attempts at making Kuduro an international phenomenon were over in more ways than one. For a start, Angola had a new president, João Lourenço, and in 2017 he terminated the government's relationship with Eduardo dos Santos. Without the MPLA's money, there'd be no more Kuduro films or festivals. But I think there were a couple of factors that were less about money than silence and sound. In Lisbon, Kuduro had been developing slowly, meticulously, since around 2011. Strange things were being done with Kuduro, and by 2017, this had already happened. Lisbon-born producer Marlon Silva, aka DJ Marfox, with the title track from his debut EP, Usei Kemsu, I Know Who I Am, released in 2011 on Principe Discos in Lisbon, and the first single to be released on Principe. They are a small local label who are going to do more for the international recognition of Kuduro than the Angolan government and the shark-eyed maneuverings of Corion Du could ever hope for. We'll be talking to Marfox shortly, but for now, let's stay with the trial of the Angolan protesters and their demonstrations against the regime. In the international coverage that I've seen, I saw no mention of any Kuduro artist or producer publicly supporting the activists in the 2 years between their arrests and their freedom. But I think, as we showed in the last program, Kuduro had, in one way or another, always been compromised because of its links to the state. And I think of that compromise and all the noise the world made when the Angolan government tried to silence activists like Iconoclasta. And I wonder whether something of that self-imposed silence resonated or echoed somewhere in Kuduro's insistently joyful sound. But in spite of all this silence, kids who grew up listening to Kuduro created a legacy of sound that went way beyond the control of the Angolan government. I played you a track by DJ Marfox, and I said he was on Principe. More than anyone, DJ Marfox and Principe made Kuduro part of the fabric of 21st century global electronic music. But it's more complicated than that. Marfox wasn't strictly speaking an ambassador of Kuduro. He's ambassador of Batida, and Batida envelops and mixes together a whole range of different kinds of electronic African music, of which Kuduro is just one part. Batida is a Portuguese word, and Marfox says it means, or it describes, the beating of your heart after a car crash. But before Marfox, there was DJ Nervoso, the father of Batida, and also a founding figure of the Lisbon scene. And it was seeing him play that inspired Marfox to become a producer in the first place. This is DJ Nervoso with Conga.
Thank you.
The beating of your heart after a car crash. That was DJ Nervoso with Conga. And you can find that on the 2020 Principe compilation Dark Hope, which basically is a must-have compilation because it kind of like crystallizes all that's brilliant and beautiful about Principe. I asked DJ Marfox about DJ Nervoso in an interview that was kindly translated for us by Andre from Principe Discos.
Nervoso, cabra. DJ Nervoso Cabra and DJ Capa, esta batida.
Nervoso was like the true pioneer, the founding father of the Lisbon sound, because as early as 2001, 2002, he was DJing and producing his own tracks or loops, extended loops that he would play. So he was really seminal for Marlon. He called this a movement. He says that they still produce and go to his home studio in Quinta do Mocho, where Nervoso lives and Marlon has his studio. And when Marlon Fox shows them his new tracks, they still dance like they were like 15-year-old kids, and they're still living it and immersed in it.
Acho que elas não estão editadas. São coisas exclusivas ainda dos dias de gueto.
In historical terms, I think two things happen with Batida. On the one hand, it's like a music that could only have happened in Lisbon because of the mix of people that you've got there. You've got Sao Tome, you've got Guinea-Bissau, Mozambique, Angola, Cape Verde, as well as like homegrown Portuguese if you want. It doesn't mean that the people who make the stuff, people like Marfox, regard themselves as Portuguese or even as African. It's kind of like being from the Bronx or Kingston, Jamaica, or from Hackney or something. He's from Lisbon, and the sound of that place, the sound of that music is his identity. And when you listen to his stuff, and also when you listen to the music by people he pulls into Principe, you can hear his love for that sound, and you can hear that he can hear other people, other music makers who love that sound as well. Batida is his flag, it's their flag, and it's kind of like the sound of, on the one hand, the ex-colonized, and it's on the other hand, the sound of a post-colonial African electronic music. And from Nidia Borges, aka Nidia, who's an artist that DJ Marfox discovered and brought to Principe, this is Capacidades. We'll be right back. Capacidades by Nidia from ST, her second album for Principe, and an electronic album of the year in Pitchfork. In a way, Kuduro's future beyond Angola was to lose itself, to become something other than itself in a kind of stripped-down dance with and around the electronic music of the Afro-Portuguese and African-American diasporas. That future began when Marlon Silva saw DJ Nervoso laying the foundations for Batida, the sound the two DJs would help to invent, and whose first crossover breakout artist was Nidia. In an interview with the New York Times, Marfox said Nidia had a very particular sound. Nidia's production on Swedish artist Fever Ray's I Don't Know About You won her a Swedish Grammy Award for Producer of the Year. This is Fever Ray with I Don't Know About You.
Thank you.
when the New York Times asked Nidia about the importance of Marfox on the Lisbon scene, Nidia said, "Marfox was the one who started it all, and he opened doors." Here is some early DJ Marfox from 2006 with Drift Furioso.
DJ Marfox.
DJ Marfox with Drift Furioso from DJs Do Ghetto Volume 1, a compilation of young Lisbon producers including DJ NK and DJ Novoso, which Marfox self-released on CD back in 2006. The album was Marfox's way of bridging the distance between Lisbon's disparate racially segregated black communities.
Foi sentirmos bem com o que estávamos a fazer. Fazer música que a gente gosta e partilhar com os outros, com a nossa comunidade. Ah, eu lembro-me que havia no início...
Each producer, DJ, was from different neighborhoods. It seemed like it was like a casting or whatever. but they never had a lot of problems. But we just got together and produced to because of the pleasure of the music. We just were just in it for the music. And they started to get feedback from kids at school, but like older brothers or even moms saying, I'm listening to your music, it's really good. But also criticism saying, this is not the same as Djan Golan. Like being... Don't get too cocky or whatever.
Havia problemas, sim, entre bairros, mas nós não pensávamos, tipo, ah, não, através dessa música vamos resolver esses problemas. Não, nós estávamos a fazer música pela música.
From DJs Do Ghetto, this is DJ Marfox and DJ NK with Sirene.
DJ Marfox.
Sirene.